I'd like to invite the children to come join me this morning up here. Hey there. All right. How y'all doing this morning? Huh? How y'all doing? Good? Bad? You doing good? Okay. Today we were hearing about a couple of gentlemen from the Bible. The first man was named Isaiah, and the second one was named John. Now, both of them, you know, they had people who really liked them, but then they had people who, you know, they really annoyed. And you know why Isaiah and John the Baptist were sometimes annoying to other people? It's because they told people what they didn't want to hear, and they were telling them that, you know, they had to change the way they were living their lives because the Messiah was coming. Now, who knows who the Messiah is? Who is the Messiah? Anybody? You know what the Messiah is? Okay, Messiah is a Jewish word, but we use another word a lot of times. We often say Jesus. What do we often add with Jesus? What's the C word? Jesus Christ. Come on, people. This is, oh, you got to talk. So who's Jesus is? Who can say those? Christ? Can you say that? Everybody say Christ. There you go. So Jesus Christ, the word Messiah is the Jewish word that for Christ. And those two words mean anointed. Now, anointing is, you all been to baptism? You see where we take that little metal container of oil after we put the water on the child baby's head? We take the oil and we put it on their head. And that's anointing, is when we put oil. Sometimes some oils are for blessing, like when you're baptized or when a priest is ordained. Sometimes a bishop will anoint, put oil on their hands. And sometimes there's oil that's used to when people are sick. There's a special oil that will say prayers and will put it on their forehead. Well, but also one of the reasons they would anoint people in Jesus' time is because they were special. So when Jesus is called the Anointed, it means that he is special. He was the Son of God. He was picked out. And so they had, John the Baptist wanted people to know that the Messiah, that this Jesus was here, and that people had to start changing their lives. Now, how many of you like to change things? How many of you how many of you just kind of like to have things the way you like them? You know, you want to watch a certain television show, you want to eat certain foods, wear certain clothes, and then somebody comes in and says, you have to do something different. You know, like your mom says, you have to dress up in a special dress or suit today. And sometimes that, you know, well, this is basically what John the Baptist was telling people, that they had to change their lives, they had to be special. And because he wanted people to know that Jesus was coming. Now, this time of year, we celebrate the coming of Jesus, don't we? We light special candles to remind us that he's coming. We prepare for the celebration of what comes this month? What holiday? Christmas. Okay, you all got that one. That's good. So we celebrate his coming at Christmas. What's that? Well, there you go. You know, and so we have Christmas. We get to celebrate it. So we celebrate Jesus coming. And so all John was saying was, we need to celebrate because Jesus is here. Now, how are some of the ways that you celebrate Jesus? You say ever say any special prayers for Jesus? You have any special events for Christmas? You ever come to church at special times? And sometimes we do special things. You're working on something in there, aren't you? Where you're putting things on a tree. You're all doing the Jesse tree this year. And you're all doing this to kind of celebrate the coming of Jesus, right? So that's what this season's all about, is we celebrate the coming of Jesus. And we light these candles over here, this Advent wreath, to remind us of Jesus, because he is the light of the world. So we got a couple more weeks till Christmas, right? We have this time called Advent. So I hope you all sit there and get ready for the celebration of Jesus. But every day to celebrate Jesus a little bit in your own heart. You know, John was saying, prepare the way. You know, it makes it sound like a road, but what he's really talking about is preparing ourselves, getting our hearts all happy and rejoicing that Jesus is coming. So with that, let's all go find our seats. All right.